Yo, yo, welcome to my podcast, My Two Cents on Life. I'm your host, Coach James. Through my podcast, I will preach and teach you how to live a happy and healthy, authentic lifestyle through various topics combined with my own life experiences. Yo, y'all, thank y'all for listening to my podcast. Let's get started. Yo, yo, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to my podcast, My Two Cents on Life. Just want to give a quick shout out to my listeners, and I want to welcome the new listeners. Welcome, and thank you all. So, y'all, it's that time of the year again when graduation promotions are taking place. And, you know, as a parent, it's a proud feeling to watch your kid walk across that stage. No matter how many times you had to yell and say, get your ass up for school. Did you do your homework? Why did you act like that in class? but the most exciting part about it is that as a parent, you get to watch your kid walk across that stage. And because you watch them walk across that stage, you realize all your hard work and your dedication to your children has paid off. So I want to just say congratulations to those that are graduating this year. And I want to say congratulations to the parents, because a lot of times I don't think the parents get enough credit for that. All right. So congratulations, everybody. And so, y'all, today's topic is about Coach James. I'm 40 and up. Help me lose my gut. Because a lot of times when we got kids in high schools, and we're dedicated to them graduating, we take the spotlight off ourselves and the attention and post it on them. And so instead of us worried about ourselves, instead of us worried about our weight, instead of us worried about our stress levels, it's all focused on our kids and we forget about ourselves. But on today's episode, parents, I'm going to teach you how to get rid of that gut. I need you to get a piece of paper. I need you to get a pen, sit your ass down, and listen and write. All right, y'all. So let's go ahead and kick this out. So number one, parents, keep your stress and your anger low, right? Because in this world, there's a lot of things that triggers our anger, that triggers our stress. And I don't think people really, really realize how much stress and anger weighs on our body. It pulls you down. It has you feeling 20 pounds heavier when you're stressed out, right? And also, when you're stressed out, your body is in fight or flight mode all day long. And so if your body is in fight or flight mode, you can't think straight. You can't eat. You can't exercise, because now your body is ruminating on whatever is stressing you the hell out. So parents, number one, keep your stress and your anger low. Don't let no one knock you off your square. And even if they do, you need to come back to reality and say, it was just a moment. I'm okay. I'm going to get over this. I'm good now, right? Because anger impacts your hormones. You have a hormone called cortisol. And that's like your anger hormone, right? And it's released into the body. And the way some of this stuff works is that if you have too much of it, you run out of your cortisol, and now you become a really angry person, and you start making bad decisions, right? And then not only the hormones, you got to think about the bad toxins that run through your body. All that stuff is based on that fight or flight mode. We want to stay away from that. So keep your anger and your stress low. Parents, let it go. It's okay. Something happens. Someone makes you upset. You angry. Let it go, right? Think about it for a minute or two and then get on your way, all right? All right, number two, y'all, sleep. You got to sleep. A lot of people, I heard people say this all the time. Like, I only need 4 or 5 hours of sleep. I'm good on 3 hours. 2 hours work for me. 9 hours work for me. 10 hours is perfect for me, right? But I think people really, really need to take sleep and be serious about it. So what I'm telling you is that 7 to 8 hours a night is how much sleep you need. And it's not just the amount of time, it's the quality of sleep. You need to REM sleep. You need to really, really get in that deep sleep. And y'all, if you like me, My mind never shuts off. I go to bed thinking. I wake up in the middle of the night thinking. I wake up thinking, right? And so if your mind is thinking all night long, how do you get in that REM sleep? How do you get there, right? And that's the struggle for a lot of us. We can't get there to that REM sleep. So we wake up the next morning because we've been up all night long thinking, stressing, and worrying, how I'm going to pay this, how I'm going to pay that. Now, we don't get any REM sleep. And so we don't get any REM sleep, we wake up an angry person. We wake up on the wrong side of the bed. That's what that means. When people say you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, that's simply what that means, is that you didn't get enough sleep, so you woke up on the wrong side of the bed. All right? So, y'all, one way how I get REM sleep is I'll take a sleep aid called Sleep Now. Right? And there's some other stuff out there that they have that can help you fall asleep and help you get to that REM sleep. But my remedy of what I use, Sleep Now and Relax Now, always works for me. It relaxes my mind. It calms my body. It brings me down to that point of, okay, I'm relaxed now. Now I can have a great night's sleep and reach that REM point, right? And so I'll say this. If you're a worrier and you're a thinker like me, don't try to go to bed or sleep without a sleep aid, because it's not going to work for you. Because you're going to wake up in the middle of the night, thoughts going to be heavy as hell at 3 a.m. And then you realize you didn't go back to bed until 5 a.m. And hell, maybe you don't even go back to bed because your mind's thinking all night long. So parents, you got to sleep. So make a point to sleep. Tell everybody, I'm going to bed. I'm cutting you off. Unfortunately, I apologize. I'll talk to you in the morning. So number three for us, when you're 40 and up, your recovery is very, very important. And when I say recovery, I mean recovery from anything, right? Recovery from an argument is big for us because it brings our body to this point that's way over the top. And now we got to come right back down. And so your recovery is very important, right? And so it takes you longer. And I know us guys like to go to the gym and knock out the heavy weights. Guys, if you're 40 and up, your testosterone levels is not like it used to be. So your recovery time is increased now. Your body can no longer have that beat down moment for 2 hours a day, 6 to 7 days a week. Your body can't function like that. So my suggestion to you is that if you're one of those heavy lifting guys that go to the gym and you crank out the heavy weight, take some time off. Give yourself your body some recovery time every other day, or work out 3 or 4 days a week to take the other 3 days off. That's my schedule. I work out 3 days a week and take 4 off, or some weeks I switch that up, right? And I notice a huge difference in my recovery and my body. And so I'm not going back to the gym the next day and my body is sore, it's hurting, I can barely do anything. I give myself that day in between or those couple of days. Now my body is back to fully recovered. And now I can go hit the heavy weights again because my body is ready for it, right? So it's all about the recovery. One thing I do for recovery is I take BCAAs, and BCAAs are really good for your body because it helps you recovery. It helps your muscles recover. And it's just one of those things where your body need that if your body is not pushing out the right toxins for recovery. And when we get older, like I said, not to knock us 40 and up down, our body just don't recover, like I said, like it used to. So you need some BCAAs. You need some L-glutamine, something that helps your body recover faster. That way you can get back to the task in the gym. All right. So if you have not added that to your supplement list, you need to. And if you need to get some BCAAs, get at me, y'all, and I get it for you. All right. And so rest every other day, like I said, or every couple days, whatever you choose. I don't want to tell you what you should be doing because I don't want you knocking on my front door and say, Coach James, you told me to rest every other day and it didn't work for me. You know, your body is like, you got to take your body through trials and tribulations. What works best for your body? What is the best recovery for you? After you do a few things a few different times, you will know what's good for your body. Like I just told you, I know what's good for my body. I know how much rest I need in between after I have a hard workout, or I just have a stressed out, angry day, right? So it's learning your body, knowing what your body needs, how much rest, and what you need for recovery, all right? So get to love yourself, know yourself. That way this stuff will start to become natural to you, all right? Nutrition. Man, nutrition is really, really big. And I'm probably going to stick on this for a little while because a lot of us seem to simply overlook the nutrition part, right? We want to go to the gym. We want to lift weights. The physical part, I feel like sometimes it's easy for us. but it's the nutrition part that we all struggle with, including myself, y'all. I'm a sugar fiend. If you throw gummy bears my way, gummy worms, you got me stuck. A lollipop, a blow pop, I'm stuck for at least a good 10 minutes because my body loves sugar. And when I get that sugar, it's the most calmest feeling in the world. Like, I finally got my mojo, right? And so with the nutrition piece, you got to keep your sugar intake low. And when I say low, y'all, I mean low. Sugar is in a lot of foods that we eat. And so if you add an additional sugars to your nutrition plan on top of eating sugar, natural sugar, candy, donuts, cupcakes, you're just increasing your sugar intake. You're never going to get anywhere or it's going to be a struggle for you. So simply decrease your sugar intake and keep it low. All right. Proteins and carbs. If you're a guy like me, you need a lot of protein. You need a lot of carbs. For years, y'all, I played this whole keto thing with myself. Like, Coach James, you need to cut out your carbs. Carbs is making your stomach look extra big. Carbs is holding you back from looking lean. And I thought all these years that I had it together, and I was totally simply wrong. My body needs carbs because I'm a guy who go to the gym and lift weights, right? And so if I minus carbs out of my day, my workouts don't be as good because I can't go super heavy because I deplete myself within 30 to 45 minutes. My workouts last an hour and a half, straight to the point. I'm done at a minute, at an hour and 30 minutes, right? Well, if I don't have the correct carb intake that day, I can't finish the full workout with weights. I got to cut it short and do something different. So if you a guy like me, keep your carbs up, but you want to make healthy choices when it comes to carbs, right? You want to eat your wheat carbs, your wheat bread, your brown rice. And then a lot of people say bread makes you spread, and it do. Bread makes you spread, but be conscious about how much bread you put in your system. I would say if you want to really, really put a great carb in your body that has the sustained energy source, it's a fast-acting carb, you want to eat your oatmeal, you want to eat your sweet potatoes, and you want to eat your brown rice. Those are my three key things that I go to. And I just recently actually added fruit into my nutrition plan for carbs. And so now I have my apple a day, I have my orange a day, because those are some good choices for you to make. So if you struggle eating the brown rice, if you struggle eating the sweet potato, you can go to fruit as your carb source. But remember, fruit has natural sugars, so you can't ever overdo it with that, all right? Protein is very important. Protein is everything for your body. It makes up everything in your body. So if your protein is low and you're not reaching a particular amount of protein every day, your source of energy is going to be low. You go into the gym trying to add on muscle mass, you're not going to see a huge increase in muscle mass because you're not getting that main source of protein in your body each day. So increase the protein and the carbs. That'll definitely help you out on the nutrition side. All right. Y'all, cut out processed foods. When I say this, I say it to say don't eat processed foods or minimize it. Right. And there's a lot of processed foods out there. A big one out there is bacon's processed. I mean, we love bacon. The flavor is great. People put bacon in a lot of different things. People even put bacon in their ice cream, y'all, because the flavor is just out of this world. But you've got to cut out those processed foods, all your canned foods, your canned corn, your canned green beans, all your processed stuff and frozen in the package, your burritos, your pizzas, your breakfast bowls. I mean, they got everything out there right now. Now, they do have some healthier choices. I will tell you that. They do now today have healthier choices. But me being your fitness coach, I'm telling you, make a healthier choice and cut out the processed foods. You want to buy the foods that you can take home and cook up yourself. Because if you can do that, you cut out the preservatives, and now you are on a better track to hitting your fitness goals or to lose that gut when you're 40 and up, right? And so cut out the processed foods, y'all. And I think y'all know what processed foods are. I don't think I have to tell y'all. Y'all know, right? Nutrition, my go-to supplement for nutrition is Herbalife. I lost 40 pounds on Herbalife. I cut my body fat percentage in half, and I put on tons of muscle mass. It is my supplement of choice today, y'all. A lot of people talk about Herbalife being expensive. A lot of people talk about Herbalife. They don't like the way the shakes taste. They don't like this. They don't like that. It's hard for me to believe that when Herbalife has over several varieties of different flavors of shakes, right? And these shakes taste like ice cream. If you whip them up the right way, you get the right shake. It's like drinking it's like drinking ice cream or going to get a smoothie, right? I think Wendy's, I haven't had it in a while, but Wendy's has this Frosty. And y'all know what I'm talking about. I mean, this thing is to die for. Just that one spoon in your mouth when you first bite, it's just so savory. It's so satiating because the taste and the flavor of that Frosty. Well, the Herbalife shakes taste the same way. You just got to whip them up the right way. All right, y'all. So if you ever heard of Herbalife or you never heard of Herbalife, hit me up and I'll give you some more details behind it and what it can do for your body. It worked wonders for me and my wife. All right. Workout. Yes. When you're 40 and up and you want to lose that gut, you got to physically actually work out. Right. So let's talk about that. Your workout need to consist of cardio and lifting weights. Now, I don't know what your body needs when it comes to how much cardio versus how much weights. For myself, this is what I do today, y'all. Go to gym for an hour and a half. Like I said, I cut out at an hour and a half no matter what. An hour is weights, 30 minutes is cardio. And I've seen the best results when I work out based on that. I may switch it up every couple of weeks, but I still get my even base of cardio and my even base of weights, right? Whether it's an hour cardio, 30 minutes weights, or vice versa. You just got to figure out, again, like I said, what works for your body. It's trial and error. And if you're not going to the gym and changing up your workout, how you gonna know what works for you? It's trial and error, y'all. I will say this, for your cardio, you need to have high intensity. You need to just run like you're Forrest Gump. And that's being 100 with y'all. You want to have some great results. Make sure that your cardio, it has a lot of intensity behind it, all right? And definitely, like I said a minute ago, you need the weight training. I'm not going to tell you you need to lift heavier weights, lower weights, higher volume. I think that the more you go to the gym, you will figure out what your body needs. But me being a trainer, fitness coach, if you need something from me, get at me, and I will get you some workouts as to what you can do being 40 and up that can help you with the intensity and then the weight training. All right. But you definitely need those two things. You need those combinations. So don't think you can eat healthy and skip the workout. You need a combination of both healthy nutrition and a great workout plan. All right. Limit your drinking, man. Limit your alcohol consumption, because a lot of us, every single day we go to work, we have a pattern that we repeat. Okay. We go to work, we come home, we grab liquor, we grab beer. We grab whatever it is y'all drink of choice is, and we marinate in that. And next thing we know, we've been home for 3 hours, and now we've filled our body up with a lot. We've consumed alcohol for the last 3 hours. Alcohol is just not good for your body. It's just simply is where it's at. Now, can you drink and enjoy it? Yes, in moderation, y'all, in moderation. When you drink, it takes your body up to 24 hours to recover from that. That means you deplete your testosterone, ladies and fellas, right? You're depleting your testosterone, and now your body's got to come back from that. And so you set yourself back maybe 48 hours, right? But if you drink in moderation, it takes your body less time to recover, okay? Drinking affects your mindset. It makes you think all kind of crazy stuff is happening, and it's really not. We love drinking because we feel like that it relaxes us and makes us feel good. But the overall effects of your mindset, it's just not good. It impacts your behavior. You ever drank before and you'd be like, oh, someone tell you yesterday you acted kind of out of the norm, you was different? Yes, because that's what drinking does for you. You make bad decisions when you drink. And so if you want to lose your gut, you've got to limit and cut out the drinking. I'll tell y'all now, I probably drink maybe once a week, if that. Right. And I have a couple of drinks. I'm a liquor drinker, so I drink a couple of shots of liquor and I'm good. But some of y'all might be different than that. So but limit your drinking. That way you can see more results in the gym. All right. Also, liquor causes inflammation. I don't know if y'all know what inflammation does for your body, but it sits around your stomach area and it makes you look bloated. And when you look bloated, you can't fit in your shirts you want to wear. you can't wear the jeans you want to wear because you're bloated. And so if you cut out the alcohol consumption, you'll see that at some point that your body is not inflamed as much. And so you're going to feel lighter. You're going to look lighter, and you're going to be able to wear that shirt that you've been dying to wear. You're going to be able to fit in those jeans because now your inflammation has went down. Right. And so limit your drinking, y'all. I don't want y'all to limit how much you limit your drinking to. That's your decision. But I feel like you know what your limit needs to be. So let's just say this, y'all. So when it comes to losing your gut and you 40 and up, let me just give y'all some few pointers. Everybody struggles with weight. It's not just you. You're not in the box alone. It's not just that you have a body. Like I've heard people say, well, I'm big boned. Yeah, I get that. That might very well be the case. Or your family might just be a family that's have more weight, right? We know these things, right? This is how genetics work. But at the same time, just because everybody in your family is overweight doesn't mean that you have to be overweight, right? And so everyone stresses about their weight. But I'm telling you, if you stress about weight, you put more anxiety on your body. You're releasing more of the cortisol. It puts your body in fight or flight mode. Like I said earlier, now it's going to be 3 times hard for you to lose the weight because you're stressing about losing the weight. You can do it. Believe in yourself. You got this. And that's what I feel like a lot of us, when it comes to this whole working out thing, losing weight, we lose ourselves because we forget to believe in ourselves. Right? We think about everything else, keeping your stress level down. You need to get sleep. You need to recover. You need to have great nutrition. But we forget when we do that to believe in ourselves. If you would just take a moment to believe in yourself and do these small things that needs to be done, you will get to where you want to be weight-wise. You will feel better about yourself. But again, you have to believe in yourself. And it's kind of funny, y'all, and I'm probably about to butcher this really bad. I was reading this little encouragement, motivation thing from Pinterest. And it said, build yourself up to the extent to those who used to know you. When they come around you now, they realize how different you are because you built yourself up to an extent to be. Well, y'all. Y'all got the info y'all need. Now it's time for y'all to work on losing that gut. And as always, don't forget to follow me on the gram at James Watkins, 40 and Fit Life Coach. As I always say about this time, that's my 2 cents in there, y'all. Peace! Thank you for listening to my podcast. Have a wonderful day. God bless, and I love y'all. Peace!